Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a magical fruit tree. And as one might expect of such a tree, it bore magical berries and magical seeds. In dark centuries past, African nomads used the tiny fruit as their sole ration on long desert journeys. And yet it was the Turks who discovered the tree's true magic in a drink, an exotic, mysterious elixir that one day would shake the European continent to its core. A beverage from the tree of knowledge, whether good or evil, was not officially resolved for most of 100 years. The drink and what became of it is the rest of the story. For the followers of Muhammad, the elixir from a certain magical fruit tree was to replace wine. Some say Arabian merchants discovered the beverage in an ancient kingdom and brought it home. That would have been during the 14th century. By the middle of the 15th century, the drink had spread from Yemen to Mecca, on to Aleppo and Baghdad, to Cairo and Damascus. During the 16th century, the strange and wonderful potion found its way to Europe. An incredible controversy was about to begin. Talk of mystical powers created a sensation. And it did seem to be more than talk. People gained inexplicable strength after partaking of this beverage. Curiously, it appeared to restore victims of shock and to restore victims of poisoning to perfect health. Then came the doctors. Whether or not the drink was truly magical was of little consequence because people were beginning to treat themselves without the supervision of a physician, and to the doctors that was bad, so the medical community closed ranks and sought to prohibit the general availability of this marvelous potion. Doctors alone would prescribe and distribute it when the time was indicated and for handsome fees. And yet no sooner had the physicians of antiquity decided to restrict the elixir than the church tried to ban it altogether. Amid cries of witchcraft, the beverage became known as the drink of infidels. To consume it was to flirt with the devil himself, for indeed, there was no telling what a man might do under its influence. As always with suppression, popularity increased, and the sale of wine dropped off proportionately. That made the winemakers upset. How could they be expected to compete with this narcotic? By now, the magic drink had become a favorite topic of philosophy and poetry, though it would not be truly acceptable until 1592, when Pope Clement VIII officially pronounced it fit for Christian consumption, and he did so because he'd learned to like it. Once upon a time in the dim and distant past, there was a magical fruit tree, and what men made from it was a potion both sacred and profane. And the drink once thought to have mystical powers because it made weak men strong and the sleeping to wake, the strong medicine of long ago physicians, the witch's brew, deemed taboo by the church, until the Pope himself got hooked on it. That magical elixir is with us still. And we call it now what they called it then, coffee, only now you know the rest of the story.